Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's city council has offered a full-throated endorsement of a proposed police budget that includes an increase of nearly $4 million, the largest factor behind a historically high property tax hike many councillors say they're determined to reduce. Policing dominated the third of four detailed review meetings held Wednesday to set the 2023 city budget, which has prompted concern over a proposed tax levy increase of over 6%. Several councillors have expressed their intention to rein in the hike, with cuts to services if necessary. On Wednesday, council signaled clearly it won't look to find any of those cuts in the police department, which has proposed an expansion of over 20 full-time staff, while acknowledging city spending on police as unsustainable. Council instead directed administration to advise on how the city could intensify advocacy, calling on the province to boost funding for police and social services. Councillors voiced agreement with Thunder Bay Police Service Acting Chief Dan Taddeo on Wednesday that the expansion is needed in a city that regularly experiences some of the highest rates of homicides and violent crimes in the country. The number of homicides in 2022 will clearly mean that Thunder Bay will be once again known as the murder capital of Canada, Taddeo said. The actual number of homicides, not per capita, has exceeded many larger cities such as Vancouver and Hamilton. This has tested the capacity of our police service, and has had an adverse impact on some of our members. Despite this, 13 of the 15 homicides have been solved, and we actively investigate the others. Taddeo also told council hiring more officers should help cut into runaway overtime and WSIB costs at the service. The city would spend just over $55 million on policing in 2023, roughly a quarter of its net budget, if council accepts the proposed police budget. That's up about 7%, or just shy of $4 million, from 2022. The vast majority of the increase is for staffing, with about $1 million to cover the new hires, and around $2 million related to rising wages and benefits. The proposed additions to the force include 14 new police officers, 3 in primary response, 3 in major crimes, 1 in forensics, 1 in intelligence, 2 training constables and a recruitment officer, a community-oriented response constable, a community inclusion team constable, and a community-oriented response sergeant. Most of those roles are expected to be hired through internal promotions, with vacated positions backfilled with new recruits. The service estimated it could recruit 4 experienced officers from elsewhere, with Taddeo saying the TBPS is facing growing recruitment challenges. The police budget also proposes adding the equivalent of 6.8 full-time civilian staff, including records clerks and digital evidence management clerks who will help manage evidence obtained through body-worn and in-car cameras. Some councillors questioned if that expansion was enough, while Andrew Folds, Current River, said he'd like to see police officers expand their presence to local schools, a practice that has generated significant controversy elsewhere. Council also learned cutting the tax levy could become slightly more challenging, with staff reporting a possible addition of over $600,000 to the budget related to the District of Thunder Bay Social Services Administration Board, which is proposing increases of 6% to its municipal levies. The DSSAB's board will finalize its budget on February 16. City administration will make a budget adjustment assuming the increase is passed, bumping up the tax levy by 0.3%. If the DSSAB's board makes a different decision, that will be reflected in the city's quarterly variance reports. Councillors also asked some hard questions of the Thunder Bay Public Library, with some hinting they'd like to see the library consider cutting branches. Council left the budget essentially untouched Wednesday, with the tax levy increase remaining at roughly 6.6%, or 6% after accounting for growth in the city's tax base. That sets the stage for what could be a whirlwind night of debate on possible changes to the budget during the final review meeting on January 31, when administration will recommend options on how council could bring the levy increase down to 4%. That would require about $4.5 million in spending cuts or increased revenue, while some councillors have suggested the city should also consider drawing on its reserve funds. Councillors can also propose amendments when they meet to ratify the spending plan on February 6, after hearing feedback from the public on February 2. Learn more about the city's budget process, and how to get involved. Correction. An earlier version of this article suggested the Thunder Bay District Social Services Administration Board would vote on Thursday on its 2023 budget. In fact, that vote will take place on February 16. TB Newswatch apologizes for the error.